And then I was supposed to, then my husband wanted to get married, my boyfriend, Bal. And my mother said, "You have to wait till your brother gets home." So he came home in January of 46. And I already had made plans and all. And them days, my mother even went with me to invite the aunts, you know? Well, he was very friendly with my brother. That's how I met him. He used to come to the house and they'd go out together, the boys. They didn't have money, you know? So they used to sit under a pole. The light was, and oh, about four, five guys, the neighborhood boys would sit there and just talk and talk. They didn't have money to go out. They didn't work, you know.
They didn't work because
This is before the service.
before the war, so the work was
Right.
hard to get because
Right.
of.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah. So he liked you? He talked to you, or how did.
Oh, yeah, and my brother wasn't happy because that was his best friend, you know?
How old was he, older than you? Same age as
3 years older than
Okay.
me.
Yeah. Did you think he was handsome?
Yeah, what?
Did you think he was handsome?
Well, normal, you know. I'm your grandmother said, "Oh, he's so handsome." No, I can't say that. I got pictures. You can see for yourself. He was very, very good to me, especially knowing that he was my brother's best friend. And my brother one time wrote to him and said, "Well, they're getting older now. One, they had a car, you know. They split the car. The one would
The
take
two
the car.
friends shared the car.
Yes, my husband and so he'd take the car, say Monday, and my brother would have it Tuesday, then he would have it Wednesday, like that. But then when he realized that, he said, I love your sister very much, you know. And well, I hope that you treat her, when we met decent girls, we would treat them good, you know? And he said for him not to worry about that. In other words, he never wanted to touch me because he didn't want anything to happen. He wouldn't want me to get pregnant. He never just kissed, and that was it, you know?
How long did have that before he asked you to marry him? Like, how did, you know,
Oh,
nowadays we
then he got
date.
sick. He got sick. He was in a hospital. And he was there. And then when he got out, now that was 19, right during the war, 1944, 43,
So he was not
44.
in the service
No, because
because he was
he,
sick.
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had tuberculosis.
Exactly.
Okay.
They tried everything for to do everything for him, but you know what happened? The medication in them days didn't agree with him, and the doctor had a good talk with me, you know, when I would go see him. The doctor said it's nothing that he didn't do right, or it's just that the medication was not helping him.
So he had this before you got married,
Yes, and
kept him
then
from being in the service. So your brother was away and but he was still home and you would
well,
talk.
when he came home, they said he was okay to come home, you know. The tests that he took and all that didn't show that it was catchy or something like that. But even though when I got married, I still was worried about that, you know, because I'll tell you, my parents didn't want me to marry him, which I don't blame him.
Because he
I
was
don't blame
sick.
him, but he said, "If you leave me, I'm staying right up here where the hospital is, you know." And but he was so good to me. So I would pray that he would get better, but he was good. He was pretty good. Say he was good when we got married. But then after we got married, I had Billy. A year and a half later,
What year did you have Billy?
I got married in 46, January, February, and Billy was born the 1947 in November, I mean in August. So that was like a good year and a half after that I was married, that he was born. And of course, a lot of worry in between. I worried. I always worried until today. I'm a worrywart. Till today.